painted green, aha, me boys. Lukey's boat is painted green, the prettiest boat you ever seen, aha, Mahami Riddle I Day.
Welcome to another edition of Our Working Waterfront. This is Chris Bricker, and I'm joining my co-hosts, Port Commissioner Pam Petranek and Port of Port Townsend Director Aaron Berg. It's our monthly update on news and issues surrounding our vibrant maritime community. Hi, Pam. Hi, Aaron.
Hello, Chris.
Hello, Chris.
Well, we have two guests today who will be able to give us a comprehensive look at current developments around the port and its trades. But first, we're going to let Aaron start things off with his monthly overview, and then we'll turn it over to Pam to introduce our guests. Aaron, do I still hear you say that we're busy?
Well, you know, we're sitting here in the heart of the boatyard, looking around, masts everywhere. We hear sanders, needle gunners, all sorts of action. You know, over the next 4 weeks, we are scheduled to haul more boats than we are scheduled to launch boats. The yard is effectively at 100% capacity. In fact, we're a little over capacity on the heavy side. So, yes, we are busy. And I'll let Eric talk about our community meeting in Gardner from last night, which was really good. But project-wise, I think I'd touch on just a couple projects. You know, Point Hudson Jetty, we're continuing to advance the cause and anticipating having that project out to add yet this month. So we're optimistic. We'll be opening bids mid-summer, kind of by the end of June. And we're really optimistic that we'll have bids that are, you know, consistent with our budget. And if so, we'll look for Point Hudson to close after Wooden Boat, and we'll get the ball rolling on reconstructing those jetties, one this year and another next year, with the marina closed from after Wooden Boat till February, 2 years in a row. We also received an Army Corps permit to repair the main breakwater here at Boat Haven a week or two ago. So that's on the list of things to be working on. And, you know, we're sitting across from the moorage office, which reminds me that the port crews are busily working on taking the original U.S. Coast Guard building from the spit here, and we're going to repurpose that into a new moorage office. So pending permitting and all of that, later this fall, or late fall likely, we'll see a brand new moorage office, which is a reuse of an existing, kind of historically interesting structure here at the boatyard. So that's just a couple things on our list. There's so much to report, really, that we wouldn't get to hear from our guests if I keep going. So I'm going to leave it right there.
But I do have a real quick question for you, Aaron. For people that drive by the boatyard, drive through the boatyard throughout the year, what's the complexion of the boatyard when the season first starts?
Well, right now you're seeing a lot of fishing boats. You know, if you go down to the 300-ton yard, they're just lined up, you know, getting ready for fishing season. And so that's really, we're in work boat time, so fish boats and other work boats are in the yard. You know, we've seen some of our recreational folks have already come out for their quick service, and they're off sailing or adventuring, and then some of the bigger projects will start in a little bit when there's more room in the yard. So I'd say right now, a lot of work boats. There's just a whole lot of jobs represented in the boatyard, not only in Jefferson County base trades, but in all of the boat owners and their crews, and all of the economic impact that spirals out from that.
Well, thanks, Aaron. Now I'm going to turn it over to Pam to introduce our guests.
Deputy Director Eric Taves, and he was just at a Quilsane community planning meeting last night. So what are some of the top of the day things that you'd like to talk about for Quilsane planning and projects?
I'll start with Quilsane. That meeting actually was a week ago, Tuesday of last week, and was, I believe, the fifth meeting we've had with the community down there. I have to say, just by way of preface, that getting back to in-person meetings has been one of the best things of the last 6 months of my life personally, and sort of revealing again the interest and dedication of residents of Jefferson County generally to their communities, and kind of revealing what makes the heart of democracy beat. So we've had tremendous turnout almost all of our meetings that have been conducted at the Quill Scene Community Center with a lot of interested citizens, typically ranging from 20 to maybe up to 30 folks present at these meetings. And what we've been discussing is sort of building on the We're Listening Quill Scene project that we initiated about 1 year ago to try to hear from the community about their hopes, desires, needs for the future of the Herb Beck Marina and Industrial Park, the port's only ownership and facility down in South County. It's a facility that is in need of a tremendous amount of TLC because it hasn't seen a lot of capital repair or reinvestment over the years. It is the home to Coast Seafoods, one of the largest private sector employers in all of Jefferson County, but is also really a deeply cherished site for recreation and just enjoying the amazing waters of Daybob Bay for the residents of South County. So it's been an exciting project to work on and to hear from the community. We rolled out essentially three concept alternatives to discuss with them based on what we heard from our listening project last year, trying to be responsive to what we heard, but also to make necessary changes to the facility. So we outlined kind of a range going from essentially no significant change, just sort of repair, rehabilitation of what we have now, up to an alternative that imagined introducing some new uses that might hold the potential to add to the revenue stream and make the facility more likely to be long-term sustainable financially. After five meetings with the community, we've settled on going slowly and fixing aging infrastructure first, with a view towards kind of proving up our commitment to South County residents and the community overall that we mean business when we say we're going to take care of what we have. And once we've done that, we're looking forward to soliciting the community's best ideas on how we might improve the financial performance of this cost center, but we're not quite there just yet. So we're going to be returning to the Quill Scene Community Center on June 7 to meet with interested citizens again to hopefully ratify what we think we've heard from them in terms of the scope of projects that will be undertaken, that we will begin to estimate the costs of and to program into a multi-year capital facilities plan for Quill Scene. And generally, I think we've heard broad support. We're building trust and support, I think, in South County for what we're trying to accomplish. And it's been just a tremendous pleasure working with people face-to-face again after all these long months. Just very briefly, I'll say that we had a similar opportunity last evening in Gardner at the Gardner Community Center, where the port is has received grant funding to replace the Gardner launch ramp, which dates all the way back to the Lyndon Baines Johnson administration. It's a really old piece of port infrastructure that is in dire need of replacement, really, for this one and only access point, public access point to the waters of Discovery Bay to be maintained. It was a great meeting. Probably upwards of 50 people showed up for the meeting. It did involve Commissioner Brotherton from County Commissioner District 3, as well as Sheriff Knoll, present to answer questions about topics ranging from traffic and enforcement to shooting and hunting, as well as the port's ramp project. A lot of great suggestions that we anticipate incorporating within the design of the replacement ramp. And again, I can't say it enough. It is the foundation of democracy, small town meetings face to face with constituents to better hear and understand concerns and respond to them. And it's a privilege.
Eric Taves, anecdotally, I was down there, probably a year ago, right around the time that this listening project started, and ran into two or three individual citizens who just drove down there, parked their truck or parked their car, started walking around, sat on the picnic table, had a sandwich. Whatever they did, there was that feeling that this was like part of them, part of that community. And I think that will to engage not only down there in Quilcene, but also in Gardner is extremely important.
Without a doubt, Chris. I mean, I think we all live here because we love it here. And I'll just tell you, Quilcene, Gardner, totally understand and appreciate. People cherish their communities, and they look to local government to help maintain the things that they cherish when they're in public ownership. So we feel a real solemn responsibility to help them do that.
Well said, Eric, who also is a third generation Jefferson County resident, and that is so important for being able to really know and understand a connection to place and how those values are shaped by your connections. Now I'm going to introduce another person who is a longtime connection in Jefferson County, a longtime friend, Pete Langley. He has had three different locations for his business, which is called PT Foundry. He was at Point Hudson, again relocated to Boat Haven, and now his business is in Glen Cove. He has hosted many commissioners over the years in supporting communications with the Marine Trades and Commission, and that's how I met him, in a little in-person round table. And he's still continuing to do that today. He is now a Port Townsend Marine Trades Association chair or president. I welcome him today to have him tell us about the Port Townsend Marine Trades Association board and some of the activities that they're doing and that they have done.
Okay, thank you, Pam. It's been a long road for the last 40-some years that I've been here promoting marine trades and watching the development go on. So pretty honored to be president of the Marine Trades now this year. Probably be one of my last years in the association as a board member, but it's time that we've grown our organization real well. I want to give some kudos to Betsy at the boat school, again with Aaron and Eric, for getting us an office and having a permanent place now to hang our shingle. As a president or chair, I'd like to let the most of the public know we're here to bring the association membership's comments and correlate that information. A lot of them are very difficult conversations. I really try to take a neutral position as president, let the board make the decision and the votes. I'm there to facilitate a tiebreaker or the other, but really to get the community to talk to each other, which has been very difficult in the past when factions of even our own organization have their own agendas. That's one thing I really want to try to bring together with the boat school that we share in the Nomura building now, that office. That collaboration can go a long ways for the marine trades, given that a big part of the marine trades are alumni from the school. So it makes a really nice combination of that. But to have that little area where we can go as an association and be independent and not really feel like we can't speak out about our own personal issues in our business or the association in general, it's really a great thing. So from that, I'm really glad to be able to be part of the Port of Port Townsend's history and some of the other things that we have done in the past. And again, the foundry has spent plenty of time in Point Hudson, starting out in the little garage at Point Hudson at the pilot house, to eventually a lease that we held here in the port for 27 years, and then eventually again moving to Glen Cove into the old boat school building, which we facilitated the boat school moving to Hadlock by releasing them of 3 years of their obligation on their lease. So it's a community thing where you want to get involved and help those organizations, and hopefully in the long term it comes back and helps the community at large for us all to do these things. So really honored today to be here with the rest of the crew, and we'll keep moving forward.
Do you have any top of the list activities that the board is working on right now, or that they have worked on?
Yeah, yeah. I think that's a good question, because yes, there are. Again, we had Jake Beatty as a guest on our last board meeting, and again, some members that were put back a little bit by the arrangement or the goals of the Maritime Center. And part of that is, one, is not that they're doing anything wrong. They're educating young people to be business people, but they brought up the fact they're teaching partners and people to be captains, which they're going to compete with, which I thought was ironic over years that I've had the same issue with that in my business, but to have this young generation start to understand that we've got to have a focus on our missions and our direction so that private and for nonprofit can work together instead of competing with each other for the same little slice of the pie. Jefferson County's pie is not that big compared to the I-5 corridor, so we need to be careful how we operate in that mode. And so from that was a very good meeting. One of the other topics, obviously, is coming up as yard rates and or discounts for seasonal work. I truly believe the port has infrastructure needs and a need for income, but we also need to make sure that we guarantee the yard is full and we have our good clients coming back. And we want to make sure that most of the projects that do come help that economic stability of employing working waterfront marine trades. So I hope we can do that and be part of the conversation.
Future and past is the Marine Trades Association did the economic impact study, and someday we'll take that over again.
Yeah, so in the near future, one is we've been working on our strategic plan a little bit with various different board members and other citizens throughout, but taking on the update of the economic impact study will be another great thing. I would say that probably during the pandemic and most of the essential marine trades business kept working, which meant we actually excelled and went beyond the 20% we once were. And if we can continue to hang on to that momentum and energy, I think Jefferson County and its unique set of marine trades could do real well.
Thank you so much, Pete. It's just an incredible collaboration when citizens, business owners, electeds, and their government staff all help each other learn and figure this out and make sure that our future is stable and prosperous. There you go.
Well, Pete Langley, I think we maybe in the future we want to pay a little visit out to the Foundry. What do you think, Pam?
Definitely. It's not only historical, but it represents the stability and actually the future of how we can secure keeping the circle of future.
How do we create a circular economy instead of an exploitive economy? One is we need to protect the assets we have in town, use them fully to our potential. And I look at it as the I-5 corridor needs us more than we need them. We have the ability to create our own products, our own need, and our own sustainability out here if we start looking at those losses that we send in purchases and other things out of our county. We could do quite well by supporting our workforce and the other that way. So it's a whole new idea of how we look at what goes on in our local little economy here to make it better.
Commissioner Pam, how would you like to wrap things up here?
I'd like to go kind of full circle with what Aaron, Eric, and Pete have been talking about, and that's the port has a lot of projects. We need a lot of community involvement. And I want to remember that District 3 has had some very special commissioners and representatives for their community. And past Commissioner Herb Beck was honored in a memorial service this past week. And he had served for the Port of Port Townsend Port Commission for 36 years. Following Herb Beck's commission service, Leif Erickson ran against Herb Beck. I think it was 2009. And after 9 terms, Herb got to go work on his farm, and Leif Erickson was able to serve for 1 term representing District 3. And our current District 3 commissioner is Pete Hanke, and he is now serving on his 3rd term. So it's a lot of community and volunteer and staff working all together on the things that connect us, that we're passionate about this place, the past that we've had, and the future that we want to ensure. Thank you.
We want to thank our guests, Eric Taves, Deputy Port Director, and Pete Langley, Board Chair of the Marine Trades Association and owner of Port Townsend Foundry. This has been another edition of our Working Waterfront. I want to remind you that our theme music for the show is Lukey's Boat, and that's performed by Mark Hiscock, Patrick Moran, Chris Andrews, Mike Kinsella. See you next time on our Working Waterfront.
Next time we'll all sing along.
Yeah.